If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. A lot of you know that after I graduated from college down in Texas, I came up to Minnesota to serve with an organization called Net Ministries. Net recruits young Catholic adult missionaries from all over the country to travel around the country for a school year and do evangelistic retreats for Catholic teenagers. A lot of young adults from St. Michael over the years have served with Net. I was a missionary with Net for a year, and then I took a job to work full-time at Net's headquarters in West St. Paul as a supervisor. And there, as a supervisor, I helped to recruit the missionaries, to train them, and then supervise them as they traveled around the country. I did that for 3 years. And every year, a couple times throughout the mission year, we as a staff at NET would send letters to the parents of the missionaries, just updating them on what their son or daughter was doing, asking for their continual prayers and support. And one year, after sending out one of these update letters to a parent, we got a response from a parent who had a daughter serving on the road with NET as a missionary. And I want to read you this man's response. I'm going to change the names. Let's call him Mr. Smith and his daughter Mary. This is what Mr. Smith had to say after getting this update letter about what his daughter was doing. Dear Net Ministries, this letter is written in response to your recent letter to myself and my wife concerning our daughter Mary. I think it is important for you to understand that her mother and I do not support Mary's activities with the church or with your organization. She has persisted in pursuing your agenda and the agenda of others over our objection. This activity by her has caused great harm to our relationship. I only hope that the relationship can one day be healed, though I fear that some permanent damage has been done. We simply do not buy into the proposition that everyone should, quote, focus on loving God as their first priority, unquote. Nothing is more important than family, and anything that encourages our daughter to love God more than her family is just plain wrong. This persistent preaching by radical, quote, religious people like yourself can only drive a wedge in family relationships and certainly has driven a wedge between Mary and her parents. We have encouraged Mary and supported Mary in everything she has done in her entire life. As a consequence, it is very painful for us to see her sacrifice all of her talent and ambition so that she can, quote, focus on loving God as her first priority, unquote. It is sinful on her part to waste her talents on something so completely useless to mankind as a whole. And it is sinful on your part and the part of others in the church to encourage your followers to love and serve God at the expense of family relationships. We have loved Mary without reservation for her entire life. As a consequence, I have been extremely hurt by her choice to join your group after I told her that it would probably cause irreversible harm to our relationship if she did. Thanks to you and other like-minded, quote, religious people, she has chosen to sacrifice, or at least to risk loss of, what was one of the two most important relationships in my life. So no, contrary to your apparent belief, it is not our role to help your organization or to support Mary's participation in any way. Yours truly, Mr. Smith. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. This letter is almost 20 years old. You know, I say, Father, why have you kept this letter all these years? Well, for two reasons. One, it's a good reminder for me to keep praying for Mr. Smith, for a softening of his heart. But it's also a good reminder to me of the truth that many, many, many people in our world have hearts that are so hardened against God, so closed off to faith. Why is that? Why do some people have such hardened hearts? Obviously, lots of reasons, right? It could be from their upbringing, from a bad experience they had with the church or a priest or another Christian, their own weakness, brokenness, etc. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now we might hear that verse that we sung in the responsorial psalm, and we might think, that's talking about this guy, the Mr. Smiths of the world, the ones with the hearts that are so hardened. That's not me. Hey, look at me. Here I'm at church on Sunday. My heart's not hardened. Well, if we're honest, yeah, my heart may not be this closed off, this hardened as this guy's, but if we're honest with ourselves, all of us in some way have some little areas in our heart that are still hardened to God's word. And you see, Jesus doesn't just want a part of our hearts, he wants all of it. He wants his word to penetrate every aspect of our lives. And so Lent, every year, is a great time for us to examine our hearts, to look inside and see, is there a place or two or three that's still hardened against God's word? So that I might listen and respond to God's word. How do we practically do that? What's a good practical way to look into my heart to see, is there any little hardness in me this year, this Lenten season? The best practical way to do it is to grab one of these little pamphlets right here, that's right back on that little table back there and over by our temporary confessionals, an examination of conscience. These are great tools to use to examine myself to see, is there any hardness in my heart? Again, Lent's a great time to grab one of these things and actually read the whole thing, cover to cover. It's not that long. Feel free to take notes on it as you read through to see, where is there hardness? Where do I need to repent from and ask God for his mercy? To read things like, did I deny that I was a Catholic? Did I despair of or presume on God's mercy? Did I fail to pray daily? If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Did I blaspheme God or take God's name in vain? Did I miss Mass on Sunday or a holy day of obligation? Do I do unnecessary work on Sunday? If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Did I fail to actively take an interest in the religious education and formation of my children? Have I failed to educate myself concerning the teachings of the church? Did I give a fair wage to my employees? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Was I impatient, angry, envious, unkind, proud, jealous, revengeful, hatred towards others? Did I abuse drugs, drink alcohol to excess? Side note, that one's just at the front of my mind for different reasons. Boy, alcohol can ruin people's families. The abuse of alcohol, right, can ruin people's marriages, their families. I know, I see plenty of Catholics who sometimes even come to Mass every Sunday in the area of alcohol have some hardness in their hearts. Did I willfully entertain impure thoughts and desires or look at impure things? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Did I practice artificial birth control? Or was I or my spouse permanently sterilized? Did I steal, cheat? Did I tell lies? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Did I donate to send my pastor on a trip to Hawaii? That's not supposed to be in there. Sorry. Did I vote in accordance with a properly informed conscience? Did I gossip or reveal the faults or sins of others? Did I eat meat on the Fridays during Lent or Ash Wednesday? If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Did I receive Holy Communion in the state of mortal sin? Did I fail to contribute to support the church financially? Have I forgiven those who hurt me or my loved ones? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I could go on and on and on, right? There's many more questions there, right? Again, we think hardness of heart, we might think Mr. Smith. I never know what happened to him. We responded, but he never responded after that. And I pray that his heart has softened over the years. But I also pray that my heart continues to soften over the years in the areas where I need conversion, in the areas where I need to receive God's mercy more. And what's so beautiful is, especially in that great sacrament of reconciliation, which there's still plenty of time in Lent to get to confession, how does Jesus receive us when we come to him with that humble, contrite heart? What do we see in the gospel today? In the story of the woman at the well, this woman who was living a very sinful life, she'd had five husbands, the guy she was living with at the time wasn't her husband, her heart was very hardened. How did Jesus respond to her at the well? Did he yell at her, you lousy, rotten sinner, you're going to burn in hell? No. He loved her. He was compassionate to her. And he just waited for that teeny little crack in her heart to open up, and boom, that living water of his grace flooded in, and she came to faith and repentance. That's what Jesus wants to do in all of those little areas of our heart that are so hardened. If we would just let it just crack just a little and let his truth and his word come in, he'll transform us. And again, the sacrament of reconciliation is the greatest place where I can experience that transformation by his grace. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. My friends, today you have heard the voice of God. So, what will you do with that?